Exclusive, Michael Young, globalist-driven energy crisis has put Europe on brink of freezing, widespread food shortages. By Robert Krajicek on October 10, 2022. Michael Young, a photojournalist specializing in war and a retired U.S. Army Special Forces veteran, said on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow that the manufactured energy crisis in Europe will lead to famines and freezing across the continent. The government-driven suppression of fossil fuels by greenists and globalists, Young observed, inevitably drives up the costs of food due to inflation of nitrogen-based fertilizers and the logistical costs of transporting foodstuff commodities. "We're actually beyond the precipice at this point," Young stated. "We're falling. It's too late. There's going to be famine, and the question is, how big and how many people are going to get hit? Fossil fuels cannot be replaced by alternatives marketed by the left as green and renewable sources of energy," Young held. He said, "Some people talk about energy as if everything's interchangeable. As if solar panels and windmills and nuclear plants can replace natural gas, which, they, simply cannot." Now, of the 26 major plants in Europe that produce nitrogen-based fertilizers, all of them are either closed down or almost closed down, Young added. "This will lead to famine. It's just mathematics at this point." The sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline exacerbated an ongoing energy crisis that had already driven Germans and others Europeans to cut down trees for use as heating fuel in winter. "People are going to literally freeze to death in Germany," Young warned. "They're going to freeze, and then they're going to starve," he said of Poland and other European countries. Young projected that government-driven suppression of fertilizer production, marketed as a measure to combat climate change, will further drive famines in Brazil and India due to globalization of relevant supply chains. Countries like Brazil and India, who are entirely dependent on European nitrogen-based fertilizers, they're simply going to have famine, he remarked. "There's just no way out of it at this point." Young has repeatedly cautioned of a growing triangle of death and human osmotic pressure causing mass migration driven by globalist machinations, pandemics, famines, and wars. "Pandemics, famines, and war go together," he emphasized. "You get one, you always get the other two. There is no exception. If you get a large war or a large famine or a large pandemic, you will always get the other two. No exception." Young concluded by highlighting his editorial independence built upon audience and reader support, including a professional fundraising campaign hosted on Give, Send, Go. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.